Rashi's Eidei Tuma, Eidei's Nus. This Nitan married this woman. So, Motzian, and they get involved with him, yes, Bonham, no Bonham, the whole Sugis like him. I'm going to go to that now. He's looked at it twice already. Bottom line of the Gemara is whole Rebbe says Mechuvah Adavar Teitze. Pirush Rashi is the first wide line on the towards the bottom of the first column of page Ches Simen Ches. Teitze Min Abal. Rabbi Natan says no way. What kind of Baal? They're rice. The only time you have to Min Abal is only with Eidus Nus Mamish or Kini Ustira. Otherwise, forget about it. It doesn't exist at all. This is what the Rabbi Natan is saying. Can't be. Impossible. It's what we call a kolor de boser nisuin. Quoting more tzadi base. So therefore, the Rabbi Natan says, no, you had it all wrong. Teitzim in Aboel. There, it was a kolor de kamen nisuin. The rumor spread before they even got married. This woman with what we call the Rashi never called Shimon. Lucky there's no Shimon in the Shir. Okay, so she's, that's a kolor which is before the nisuin. As Rabbi Natan says, okay, it's a fundamental dispute. What does it mean, Teitze? Min Abal, Rashi Shita, or Min Aboel, which is Tosa Shita, Rabbi Natan Shita, as it's quoted over here. Fine. Then, Rabbi Osai, we have this side point about Mikol Bishoferes, the Bahak Shita, which we explained. I'm not going into it right now. The Rosh disagrees on that point. Fine. Good. So now, having done that part, we have to discuss the second part. The second part, Rabbi Osai, well, there are a few parts. Number one, again, we'll have to come back to this later. The woman says, Tamani, we don't believe her. Most women are lying when they say that. Fine. Now it comes to the Shiltus. So it all starts with the Shiltus. Shiltus are about Achoy going, that's an early source of Shiltus. When he says something, and people stand up and notice. We're going to resume our reading of the Rosh over here. Again, we did this yesterday, we have to do it again today, where it says the word of Vishildus. It's by the small resh of the Korban Asana. What does it say there? Hika dover mechua v'konot lo posik, mafkinen lo ben mi baal ben mi boel. Now the idea of konot lo posik is found in the Gemara. But the Shildus is giving a psak halach. Now Rabosai over here, on daf chav dal and amud beis, that's the Gemara that we saw until now. We don't find that expression. Where's that expression come from? So we should review the Pasha of the Gemara. Rav says be'edim. Rebbe says, no, you don't need edim. It's enough to have these, you know, bad things that are being described over here, circumstantial evidence. And the Gemara is over here on Af Chaf Heim and Aleph. This is the critical bottom line. It's the fourth line, fifth line. V'hilchasa kavasid the Rav. V'hilchasa kavasid the Rebbe. Kash ilchasa ilchasa. It's a steer in a bay. They're arguing with each other. Lo kash. Ha bekala the posik. Ha bekala the lo posik. Therefore, kala the lo posik. V'leka edim. Kerebbe. So even you don't have to have that say. It's only the kala the posik. Teitze. Kala the posik. V'ika edim. Kerav. Okay? So if it's a kala the posik, then you need edim. Called lo pasik, you don't need edim. Now the Gemara doesn't say boo over here. What are we talking about? The baal, the bowl. That was we saw before in the previous sugya. Here Gemara says nothing. So now having seen this Gemara, let's go turn our attention back to the Rosh as he quotes from the Shiltus. The Shiltus is already giving the Maskanas and Gemara. Let's look inside again. Those who are following here, it's in page Tes, column 1. And what did he say? Shiltus says, the Tanya Rochel Yotze. And he understands, according to the Shiltus on the Poshuk level, there's no difference between Baal and Boel. None. It's all the same. It's all the same thing. We thought until then not that way, that there's a different gradations. Baal, Rabbi Natan, Baal, Rashi. But he says, no difference, all the same. Then Rabbi Natan explains the Shiltus. The question is, did he pass the night, change his mind, or just explain what the Shiltus said? In other words, Eidim doesn't mean Eidim's Nus, which it normally means. It means Eidim Dover Mechua. This is a Chazara from yesterday. Rabbi Osef, look inside. Shem the kashale, what's it based on the lashon of the Gemara? Gemara said an amud base. Had the kama ki also acher ve'afskel lekola my habit. Come on, kind of kola. Hey, the tuma love a kola like kola. What are you saying? Obviously, it's talking about a call, not the circumstantial evidence, rumors, not actual edim on this nus. Okay, uplukta the Rebbe Rabbana the Ruchel b'davar mechur below edim ela b'kol. That's the machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbana. Miu b'baal shero davar mechur lo mashvin le anavshik atira di isur b'achi ela b'davar mechur be'edim di kalas tfei she isparsem v'yetei hakol. This is a remarkable interpretation. This quote over here in the Rush. All the kashas we had before, kini and stiri, you need edis, nus, what's going on over here? So there are two ways to explain the shiltas. Mostly we have to put a little more attention. Two ways to explain the shiltas. These are gedolei olam who explain this early source of the time of the Gaonim. Come the Rishonim, the great Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Meir, the Marami Rutenberg. And then it's time with the Rush himself, who's safe what we're learning now, to explain the shiltas. Two different ways. Let's chazer again on both sides. Slowly. Rabbeinu Meir Pirish, lo kashamidi. Why? Because you have elsewhere in Ksubas Daf Tes, something which is called Kimo Edim. Pesach Pasuach is Kimo Edim. So here too, Rabbeinu Meir, Edim Shiro Dovah Mechur, Kishnei Edei Tum Adami. They saw the terrible scene. Rochel Yotze Isha Chageris Vesina. Whoa, looks pretty incriminating. And therefore, that's the equivalent of Edei Tum. Ait Kola Debasin Yisuin. Yeah, that's below Edim. But there are two Edim, where he wrote, Dover Mechur, Raglayim Ledover, Kilerua Shenimala. Whoa! V'yasvina Le'al Ba'ala, Kepesa Pesuach, Obedecha Lachakini Yistira. That's what the Barami Rutenberg says. That's how Rutenberg says. And there should be Tetzeh, should matter Bonim, nothing. Should always be Tetzeh, it's considered, and it's even called Edim Tumah. You can't use the word Edim's Nus, that wouldn't be a good word, there wasn't a... It's called Edei Tumah because since they saw such strong circumstantial evidence, it's as if they saw there's no smamish. They have the right to call it Edei Tumah. The Gemara calls it Edei Tumah. Okay? That's the Maram Mirutenberg. It's a little mudna after all. Mudna, a little bit strange. He only said one word, Rav. One single solitary word. Not Amen. One word. What word did he say? Ube'eden. Ube'eden. That's all he said. So, the word of Be'edim means something less than Edei's Nus. Rami Rutenberg is a smart man, took care of that too. Because you have to understand, he said one word. What's it going on? Go on the Mishnah. What's the first word in the Mishnah? Hanitan, the Tainus. So the Be'edim means on those Tainus. That's a very nice, sharp point, which the Rush quotes over here. Al Titmalha said to Edim Stam. No, it's going on the Mishnah. Ka Cheshe Rabbeinu Meir. Very beautiful. Rami Rutenberg. A beautiful pshat within the shultas. Nonetheless, the Rosh didn't like it. Even though he's a Rabbi Rutenberg's Talmud, he wanted to give his own view. V'li nireh mitoch loshen ha-shultas, who said what? V'i'ika davar mechur b'shnei edim v'kod lo posik mafkin lai mibal mibol d'tanya, etc. What did he mean? What did he mean? Didn't say mafkin lai b'eid davar mechur mibal. That's hard to... It doesn't fit into the words. What if Edei Kir is like Edei's Nus, which is exactly what the Rabbi Rutenberg said, who needs a call over and above that? What's going on? What's it all about? And don't say he meant oh. No, he said both. He doesn't, in other words, the Marami Rutenberg's pshat could be a very nice pshat freestanding, but in the words of the shulchan, he doesn't like Lachain Nirali. The line answers those three words. Lachain Nirali. A little more than halfway down, column 2, page 10. Shashiltas Meforsh Divirabe De Tumo Mamish. Edei's Nus. Not like the Marami Rutenberg. Ubraisa Beide Dover Mechur. Rebbe Sova Divi Edei Dover Mechur. Mafkina Mibal. Yeah. For Rav Sovet, lo mafkina mibal, ala beide tumma, not traditionally, I have to do this mamsh. U posak ha-shas, I show you the Gemara Chof Heim and Al, the shas, a compromise view. Hilchasa ka Rav, v'kolo de posik, Shemro Eidim Dover Mechuar. V'gam Yotza Kol Be'ir. Okay? If you have a kol of the posik, again, Ro Eidim Dover Mechuar V'gam Yotza Kol Be'ir. So what's the din? What's the din? Again, Aval, there's a little bach over here. V'gam Yotza Kol Be'ir. Aval who called the posik. Aval who called the posik. Then what? Lo mafkina lo mi baal lo mi boel. Again, the shultas holds the halacha, the baal boel the same. That seems to be clear in the lashon of the shultas. What's the din, Rabbi Osai? What's the din? So if you have Eidim of a davar mechuar and a kol of the posik, you don't take her out, you don't force her to divorce, not the baal, not the boel. Fine. That's what it's called, the lo posik. The kavasid the rabbi, the kol of the, that's the kol of the posik. Kavasid the rabbi, the kol of the lo posik. Ube'edekir. Oh, here we paskin a combination of kol apostik and edekir. Then we follow Rebbe. Teitze mi baal mi bo. Avriyas ha-baal l'chud. The husband saw these terrible things. I feel if a kol lo apostik, lo mafkinon. We will not force a divorce. Not baal, not bo. Beided of a mechur of a kol of the lo apostik. Then the combination thereof, that's true, as the Maharam, that part he texts from the Maharam, Choshev kepesach masuach, o eid echad achakinu yustiru. That line from the Maharam, the Rosh's Talmud, does take. That he does take. Ha'ilosh afskel lekolo? No, it's agav seif in it. Agav seif. Agav seif. O lishn the masnissim to kokorole nitan, tina throm bi'alma, use the word kolo. This fits in better than words of the Gemara. Why? He didn't like the last shtickle Torah of the Maram who said, don't ask this Kasha, because go on the Mishnah. Rush asks the Kasha, and it basically rejects the Pshat of the Maram in Wittenberg within the Shiltas. The words of the Gemara, the Holy Gemara. Vibo Ede Tumma, the Brisa and the Brisa, Beide Kir. Ah, that he didn't like that either. So the two things about the Rami Rundberg's Pshat that he didn't like. He didn't like it. He didn't like it. This is what the he didn't like it. Fine. So the Rosh didn't quite like what the Rami Rundberg said in the Pshat in 2 points. So he's a somewhat of a different interpretation. Fine, Rabosa. Fine. Take a look over here in the Korban of Sound we saw at the end of the Shia yesterday. Okay? Korban Kasano Siv Kotten Dalit. Okay? Havakod lo posik sagi b'riyas habal l'chud. Right, both sides. B'riyas habal l'chud. This is the Marami Rutenberg speaking. Okay? So he points out over here, that's the Marami Rutenberg's shita, but the Rosh disagrees. We'll have to see what's shot in the tour. That's what that's the Korban HaSanal over here is talking about. Fine. Good. So again, Rias Kir by the Baal, according to the Rosh, you're not Motzi from the Baal, even if it's called Lo Posik, and according to Mamre Rotenberg, you are, because it's the equivalent of Eidei Tumah, just about. Fine. And Rashi seems to hold that way. Let's take a look. Rashi, three Rashis in a row. Rashi didn't waste, Rashi didn't waste ink, but he didn't spare ink. Was important to explain. So Rashi has three cases in the Gemara of Eidei Kir. Three, and each time Rashi says the same thing. Take a look, Rabosai. Back to the Gemara with Rashi. Rashi is the best Rebbe. Rashi is over here. The first Rashi is the Ramaschil Rochel. Rochel Yotzei Min Habayis. Three lines from the bottom of Chof Daled Beis. V'motzei es ishto nebuch kshichogeres v'sinor. Mechura Dover. Shalohi Tirasa Me'alesh. Why take her panties off? Elul is Nus. Right? She took it off for his Nus purposes. Okay? And he's talking about the husband saw it. And presumably a Motzi from that husband. Nebuch. It's like the Shultis. Okay? The next Rashi. Roke. What again? Motzah HaBaal. The last line of the Daf. The Baal. Right? So once again, the din is you force the divorce, presumably from the Baal. And the number Aleph, Mokom. What happened again? The guy walked in, the Baal walked in. His husband's, he puts, usually puts his shoes. In all these cases, that's it. So yeah, the kids said about it, it'd be multi from the Baal. I have to tell you, Avdi Malum said so. And according to your motzi from the Baal, with a coal, what's called coal kolduhu. Look on the Rashi, boy, same. Below bonim, lo nafka, lo edim, vanim astai, sedam, nafka, rebi aminu, the mapik isha mi bala, the coal kolduhu. Okay, obviously, he sees it. Only the Baal saw it. There's no edim. But if there be edi kir, or the rabbanim would presumably agree with rebi, the mafkinan from the Baal, as Shitas Rashi, against the Marami Lublin. The Marami Lublin couldn't believe it. He wanted to say, you know what the Baal means? The second Baal. Said that the Malum, you must be kidding me. You must be joking me. But okay, so he thinks this is completely wrong, and Rashi holds the emotion from the original Baal against Shitas Atos. It's fine. Fine. It's interesting, as we said before, that the Shultas equates Baal and Boel. Exactly identical. It's time that we see a little bit Shulchan Aruch. I know it's a little premature, but I just want to show it to you. Look, if you find in the Shultas, you have this, in Siman Yud Aleph, Siman for the back. You will have it in the Shulchan Aruch, Mishpat HaMoleh. Even Ezer Yud Aleph, it's a very long, long sif. We're not going to be the entire sif. Just a little bit. Very end. The Esh, the Ramah, they preserve the Ramah being in Rashi script. The last part of Sif Aleph. The Esh Amrim. The Im Hoya Bekan Kol Mamish Kederach Shedisbar Im Ede Kir Motzien Osa Afilum Yibala. Who said so? Rashi, Shiltas, Maram. That's Maram explaining the Shiltas. Perek Beis Yivams. Im Eil Lebonim Yimena. Fine. I will be echad man, but it's only one of them. I mean, either kol or edekir. Emotzia min abal. Elim ken otzia bala v'kinsa anechshad. Motzia v'echad man min anechshad. Himei lo benem imena. Oh, Rif, Rambam. What's he saying over the Ramah? A distinction between who and who? Between the Baal and the Baal. We thought this pshat aleph, right? That's how we thought from the very beginning. It's the Shultas who turned everything upside down and said that the Baal and Bol are the same. We were swimming along from the first minute. We gave the lumdus why, all the various reasons why the Baal and the Bol are different from each other. That's what we assumed. So the Ramah writes that way, that the distinction between the Baal and the Bol. I thought it's a double pashut that way. Comes what you might think is a double pashut. Nothing is pashut in this world. So I'm reading you the Ramah. The Ramah says again, I mean from my Shulchan Aruch, the Yesh Omrim, quotes this din that you saw yourself in the Ein Mishpat HaMoleh, the distinction is drawn between the Baal and the Baal. Fine? This Yesh Omrim, which we think is absolutely correct, okay, that everyone accepts that it's to be true. Hold on a second. Ma shekotz v'ramo v'yesh omrim eini yodea miyu mori da'idina. Who made this distinction? According to the Rif, ein motzi mi ba'al ala b'edei tumah mamish. You need mamish edis nus mamish. According to the Rabbi Natam, according to the Shultas, Baal and Boel are the same. And the Rosh himself, he says, there's no chilah between the Baal and the Nechshad. Al ken eini yodea man amorav ud lo kaman. He says that there are more, like nobody. This is the Taz Rabosai here in Sif Koton Aleph. Taz, the Ramah, he claims the Ramah is like nobody. No one holds like it. Very shver of art to say it that way. Well, who says the way beferish, Rabbi Osai? The Ramban. Black and white. This Shita, I look downstairs, I have in my house the good Rambans. The best Ramban. This the old Rambans and the good Rambans are the best Ramban. The best Ramban is the black set. Chidush Ramban HaSholem. With the terrific notes. So I have it in my house. Downstairs, they went to Beis Medrash. They have it in everything but Yavamos. They have it on Shabbos and on Makkos and on everything but, you know, Murphy's Law. But if you can find it yourself, I wrote down the name of the footnote. Footnote 361. And the Ramban says, no, this is the Shita. The Shita, the Ramban's accused of holding the law command. It's enough in the Ramban. I guess it hasn't had a Ramban. It wasn't printed in his day. Fine. Now, speaking of Ramban, it comes up again. We have to look in the Nemuka Yosef again. Open up. We were here yesterday. See it again. Nemuka Yosef. I think it was Vov and the old prince were there. Let's see. Where is it? Here it is. It's Tess Vov in the new print. Okay? Nemuka Yosef. See what he says. He goes to the whole idea of a call of the boss in the Suwan as the Sugan Abtsadi base. Because he had another Gemara. Another Gemara. Look what he writes over here. It's in page Tess Vov, column 1. Halfway down the narrow lines. Look what he writes. The Indian color or the bar to having the color of the bus in his soon, the Lunit and have the color of the Kaman is soon, as we saw in Tosis. Fine. Then he quotes something interesting. Gittin pay testament base. You see a bezel or mafkami bal, elebidover bor mamish. Betas. He quotes a Gemara. Look at the Gemara. He quotes, you see in parentheses, pay testament aleph. Nemakan ervas dover. Venema lahan al pishnaim edim yokum dover. Here a dover, there a dover. So therefore, it's just a dover, Rabosai, is what the Gemara calls over here a dover borer. It's lush of the Gemara. Dover borer, which he interprets to mean they saw Mises Nus Mamish. It's called a dover borer. Here as well, in our sugya, you require a dover borer. You need Eidus Nus proper. Nothing less than that counts. Fine? Fine. Dover borer Mamish. This is what he says. Does everybody agree to this? Not necessarily. Not necessarily. As a matter of fact, the Ramban in his Chidusha Manawadaf seems to say basically the reverse. The Ramban says, listen, my dear friends, if he sees Nus, don't need to call Dover Borer. He saw what he saw. Dover Borer, says the Ramban, means Fakert. Dover Borer means that he didn't see Nus. He saw, and this is the word of the Ramban, what we call raglayim ledover. That literally means feet for the thing. What does raglayim ledover mean in our parlance? What does it mean raglayim ledover? It's an expression. What does it mean? You both say raglayim ledover? You never heard of this expression? Proof. Indication. It's all likely this is what happens. It's called raglayim ledover. That's what the Ramban says, the opposite of the Nemuka Yosef. Yosef says dover borer means Znus. Ramban says if it's Znus, you have to call it Dover Borer. It means it's Raglayim Ledover. It's clear from the circumstance that Znus took place. But they didn't actually see the Znus. So it's an achlok, it's good from Nakotza Lakotza. What does the word Dover Borer mean? Fine. You may recall yesterday, at the end of the Shir, we had a very interesting chiddush from the footnote on the Ritva, beautiful chiddush. Which is based upon the very next phrase. Let's see it again. We'll chazer the chiddush, and we'll see later today that there may be a source for it from a different place. V'yod, do'ish tozinza be'erechot kaimlon desharyala ale. That if they told one witness said to a man, bad news, sir. What's the bad news? Your wife is mezana. So one says she's muterislo. The only exception, we'll see some of the precise details. Elam came mehemnele. The lashon of the Gemara in Kedushin Samach Vav Amud Aleph is mehemnele kebetrei. He trusts this one witness like two. Then he has an expression over here, velibo nokfo. It's not found, I don't think, in the Gemara. His conscience plagues him because he thinks that his wife really was mezana. Kedushin Samach Vav. Something in the Mukiyos, we saw yesterday. Lo adifi eide dover mechur mi eid echad biznus mamish. Shenemon be isur in the alma. What does that mean? An echad is very powerful. He sees the actual act. You believed in isurim. Two edekir you know, when I took math, they had inequalities, right? Islam still have inequalities in it. Two aid akir are less than one aid znus. That's the inequality that's being put forth here by the Nemuke Yosef. So if aid echad znus is not going to answer, certainly two aid akir are not going to answer on the Baal. This is what the Nemuke Yosef explains. Fine. Some of the lumdus that we were speaking about, that why is it not believed? It's considered Dava Shabiyar, but the Gemara puts it. Why Dava Shabiyar? Which is played as Issa Sota. So I mentioned to you that because there's an Issa Sota that somehow cancels an aspect of the marriage, because marriage includes a Hetan Nisuan and she no longer has it. So Rabbi Shech the Shlita and Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, I think it's Simon Yudalid, has a thing about the Getter Issa Sota. He explains all this Barichas, that the marriage has two parts, Issa Kulyama, Heta Labaila, and testifying that the woman is a Sota. It's not like testifying that a woman maybe has some kind of other Issa to her, which has nothing to do with her taking away from the marriage itself. This Tvisa's Kedushin is completely. Or like a piece of meat is trick. Here on the contrary, it's a taking away some of the issues Shabbat. That's why it's labeled, he suggests, as Dava Shabbat. Okay, but that's, you look there if you wish. Fine. So, it's interesting, the Ritva, in the footnote there, he quotes the Rif himself. And the Rif himself says over here like this, Avami Balatzvo, this is the last three lines on page Tetzvo. Lo mafkinen la ela be'edei tuma. Kipshuto. Turn the page. And what's he basically saying over here? If Ishto Zinso Merech is not going to work, Kavachomer Shnei Eidei Kir. Doesn't spell out the Kavachomer the way the Nebuka Yosef did, but presumably that's what the riff is driving it, and the Ritva himself says exactly the same thing. So what are they fighting about? Why will the Ramban disagree? The Ramban is using his Chidushim. Quote, Eidei Kir Shnayim Hei. The two is only one. What are they fighting about? So I mentioned to you yesterday, he writes in footnote 704, very nice idea. The Tosa Rosh and Gittin Daf Yudas Mesupik, and I give you a quotation. Im hod et zrichu shnei eden bedava shabiyarva shum dechad choshe l'shaker o dexeres melechu. Like Moshe Naren akrov, you don't trust Moshe Naren? Yeah, Moshe Naren. They're brothers. Comes to formal in the Torah, they walk in and say, he's chayv money, he's over the... Sorry. Please forgive me, Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen, we love you, we respect you greatly, but we can't accept both of you because you're brothers. Sounds like, who have the guts to say that to Moshe Naren? But that's not to say. They're not, that's it. That's the expression which is used over here by the Tosas of Russian Gittin. So he says over here, in this footnote, Kohen the Ramban is Exeris HaKosuv. That's exactly what Ramban said. You need to aid him. Here you have to aid him. Kedushin Samach Vav, you don't have to aid him. Finished. So the Rif's Raya is no Raya whatsoever. But according to the Rif and the Ritva and the Mukhe Yosef, no. Ed Echad is Ein HaNemen because it's considered to be a shortcoming in the Birur. It's enough Birur for Yisur, not for this. And we explain why. It is Choshev L'Shaker, or more likely, as the Nesivus writes in Simon Lamed Alf, the very Sifkot Alf, he may make a mistake. Because, you know, a person who's standing with Torah is 2-8 is much more careful to watch everything. He's only one guy, it's less formal. But the dummy thing Mark calls it. He may have made a mistake. It wasn't medayik so much. Oh. So therefore, Abosai, if that's the case, we can say honestly that an Eid Echad who testifies to the actual znus, if you count to the level of bira from 1 to 10, is on a higher level than two Eidim who testify about circumstantial evidence. That's how he explains. That's explanation number one. Very nice. On a scale of 1 to 10, and that of his nose is higher than two edekir. Fine. It's there, it's a custom. Don't bother me. If it's not two, it's out of the question. Two on anything is better than one on everything, because one is nothing. It's a question of how much beer there is, then one on the actual nose is better than two on the circumstantials. Fine. His second shot was no. Evan agrees to the issue of biru. According to the Ramban, Rabbi Osai, here's his chiddush nifla v'naira. You motze isha mibala, not because we were assuming that this nusas terror took place. No. The kir itself, the disgusting circumstances themselves, is enough to us for us to require the couple to divorce. And he wants to put this into the lashon of the Ramban. Here I'm not so happy. Because the Ramban uses an expression, he quotes and says, look what I wrote before the Lashon of the Ramban. The Ramban's Lashon is, I think it's only fair we actually read the real words. We pull it out for you. Here he adds in this footnote, he says like this, I'll read you his words and the Ramban's words. Quote, Amru Chachamim, the Etzem Hakir Midi Rabbanon Ubechlal Motzvah Erbaz Dava, the Lach of the Garsha. Vakir atzmo husha ostra midirabonon. I thought it was a chiddush nifla v'neira. Then he says in brackets, v'hashve loshen Ramban that I quoted earlier. They need davar bora. As we said before, earlier, just a few minutes ago, about the davar bora story. What's the Ramban's loshen over here? Quote, v'zu ein araya, the adaraba midarmina and davar bora shmamina lav edus gemura beinon shirukim enafim. You don't have to use the word bor, so it's nus, and finished. Rather, eladovar sheyeshlo raglayim ledovar viroi lochoshlo. So he wants to say, this is 701, this is 704. I think he wants to say over here that the Ramban means what he's trying to say. That the kir itself, the disgusting circumstance itself, that even as I put it to you yesterday, Velio and Novi will come and tell us nothing happened. We'll discover our both sides to our shock. They put a camera in the room. The KGB planted a camera in every room. We assumed when I went to Moscow in the 80s, we assumed that every single room had a camera, or whatever, a tape recorder. You couldn't talk to somebody in the street. So they go into the motel room. Then she put in a private eye with a camera. We're expecting to see X, triple X. Guess what happens? They open up, they come in, they open up some race Coca-Cola, they play poker all night, and they walk out. Whoa! Pillay ploy. I'm sorry, they withstand the Yetzer Hara, I don't know, but maybe they're very stuck, whatever it may be. Okay? Says, he'd be chayav to divorce her anyway, because the kir itself is disgusting. Right? I mentioned to you before. Maybe he's a peep artist. And these crazy people. If you know that pornography, do you know that? Is the most single, most, I'm told, the single most frequent usage of the internet is pornography. Gambling is also up there. More than all the YU Torah and more than all the everything else put together by a million times. The world is sick. Achmal Islam. So the guy's a sicko. He would like to see naked women, but to do anything, Khalila? So they saw her putting her pants on, because he had to have his peeping thrills, and she was crazy enough to give it to him. All right? But he didn't do anything, didn't touch her. Lo karabe leho. Whatever it may be. So, I would have said, if you know that for a fact, lo teitze. He says, no, he's suggesting that itself is grounds for teitze. Yes? No, he's saying it's intrinsically disgusting. That's how I'm reading it. And reading him wrong.
But if he's reading that into the Ramban,
it's hard to. I don't agree with him.
Says we're going to
exactly. That's exactly what I was about to say. I don't agree with him at that. He says hashir lashon Ramban. He doesn't say what he means. Compare. When I was a kid, I had to compare and contrast, right? Hashir. It's hashir. We probably mean compare and contrast. I thought the Ramban didn't mean what he said. The Ramban means reglayim lidover, and the dover is nus.
Because the davar before is reclining the davar, all you need is Eidos on the government for itself to create a Pshat the Rabbanan.
Correct, but that's not the same as saying that even though it's Nosnus, we knew it was Nosnus, it would be Usher anyway. That's what I'm reading him right now.
But
I wouldn't read it into the words of the Ramban. That's all I'm saying. Fine, Rabbi Osei, everything so far so good. Now, let's go on. Comes out is the following fascinating discussion over here. What will happen, Rabbi Osei? The case in Kiddushin Samach Vav, which Nebuchadnezzar also quoted, the Rif quoted, Ish Tzecha Zintzo Beir Echad. We paskin, she stays with her husband. Shaila, Rabbi Osei. What will happen? Her husband hears this 1-8, throws the wife out, and now all of a sudden, guess what? I hear wedding bells. Ding, ding. She wants to marry that guy, that Shegetz, that guy, that Nitan, that the Eid Echad tells Mizana with her. Can she do it? If you're going to say, Eid Echad Biznus is more powerful than Eid Ekir, if Eid Ekir, she's not allowed to marry that, quote, boyfriend, Shimon, forgive me, yeah? So then she shouldn't be allowed to marry him in this case either. That's when he starts discussing this footnote. And he quotes a Gemara, no, Erechad Ba'akchosh Olav Kum. We have a rule that 1-8, who, if she contradicts him, so Erechad loses his power completely. But then he still says, if she's quiet, doesn't contradict him, would at least be a mitzvah legarsha. That's what he says. This is all important, Rabbi Osei, for an interesting reason. Oh, there is a fascinating din, which I asked you to see in the Maram HaKomos, you probably didn't get there yet. It's in Simon Yud Aleph, that's our Simon. This is a very important Simon. Where the Machaba used an expression of Dava Mechua. Okay, we know about Dava Mechua. Everyone talks about this Simon, but it's so long, it's so complicated. I read you the Lashon over here. I thought, fascinating Lashon. Where did I see it? Hold on. So somebody said, if I write everything over, it's going to spill so much ink, I just can't write everything up. Oh, the chelkos mechogos. Hey, hinei lahatik sugas agamor v'divrei amefarshim tekatzer ayiria mehochil v'gam amachveres ados hashenis umali lahashis dio niyor chinam. I should waste ink and paper for nothing. Laha v'lichpo advarim asher biyuram dayatoroch harabe beis Yosef. So I'm relying on you to look at Beis Yosef. Okay. It's unbelievable. Couldn't afford the ink and the paper. Look at Beis Yosef. I mean, I can think of some other places we can save ink and paper if you're going with this criteria. But that's what he writes. In Sifkot and Hay and Chalkos Mechot. In Sifkot and Gimel, the same source. Yesh this topic. Right? What's the case in Shulchan Aruch? You have it. You have an Amish Ben Amoli. You can look in the back. In Simon Yud Aleph Sif Aleph. But I'm just reading you a line over here. Ro Menashek Al Pichaluka. Oh, Menashkim is there, they're hugging and they're kissing and who knows what else is going on over there. Necking, I don't know what they call it in America today. Playing around, hanky-panky, okay. So now the question is, yesh l'stapik. Look at this topic. In Myri Gamken Shenistra Vishoa Sakadei Tumah Vo'edim Bo Matsu Osem Dovim Dvar Kirizet. In other words, it's a combination of two things. They were there whole night and they're walking out and hugging and kissing. The Eishlochosh, the Shem HaKodesh, Shavo Edim, Nitmex. What are they doing all night? Playing poker? I don't know, maybe. We didn't even see the Sashar? Doubt. Avol, in Lohoisa Kanstira Klau. They were never secluded at this particular point in time. There was no seclusion whatsoever. What does that mean? Everybody say, you ever go into the park sometimes? I'm sorry, maybe you should be allowed to walk in the park sometimes. You walk in the park and this guy's all over this girl, and this girl's over this guy, okay? But they're in the park. Broad daylight. You think they'd be a little bit embarrassed? No. That's the world we live in, right? But there's no seclusion. I still think, and tell me if I'm wrong, that in Central Park, you don't find beer by a man and a woman in public. Am I still safe with that assumption? I think it's against the law, if I'm mistaken. It's against the law?
Yeah.
Okay. Baruch Hashem, they have some laws. Okay. So there's no steerer whatsoever, but everything's, you know, but they're on the blanket and they're hanging out, you know, whatever, but okay, I have to tell you what goes on in the parks. We see too much, okay, whatever it is. So this kind of a case, there was no steer at all, right? What do you mean? im yesh lachush to hovel vahoya kiru zeh mistama yesh lachush shema bepam acheres nitma. If they were so, what word should I use? They were so inappropriate, I'll use an easy word, in a public setting in Central Park, we have to be choshish, that's now, but either last night or tonight or yesterday or today, they're going to go into a hotel on down the block and rent out a room in Mizana. In other words, we see the chibuk, the nishik, whatever we see, the taking of the pants, or whatever it may be, and it's possible that there was a znus right then and there, in that very setting. That's a suffix of the chelkos mechok. That's a suffix. Okay, it's a legitimate suffix. The poskim say it's no suffix. The Beis Shmuel writes, he doesn't understand how we can have such a suffix. This is the Beis Shmuel over here in Sif Koton Dalet. Again, Simon Yud Aleph, Sif Koton Dalet. He says the Chalkos Mecha, okay? The Lashon HaRambam, Perek Chav Dalet, the Chos Ishus Din Tetzvav, Mashma Delo Chayshinen Lazeh. Quote the Rambam in Perek Chav Dalet, Halacha Tetzvav. Okay, let's take a look and see if we're lucky enough to have it in the back. Is it Hilchos Ishus? We shall see in a minute. I doubt. Worth just turning to the back for a second. Ishus, Chav Dalet. Yes, believe it or not, it's here. Page Hey, we locked in. All right, take it. You find the diuk. Okay, he doesn't tell you where. And he has a diuk somewhere in this long halacha of the Rambam that it's only a problem in the case in which at that very moment. Let's take a look. Davar Mechur B'Yoser Shemarin Hadvarim Marin Shehoisa Shom Aveira Afapi She'en Shom Edis Beru Biznus. And he gives examples. He said that Ruah Rochel Yotze V'Nilchus V'Miyad B'Shas Yitziyoso Omenes V'Yala Mita Lovesh V'Mechnasayim Chogera Seizel Ra Roch. There's all kinds of stories. Rosh Ho Menashek Apichaluka Menashek Zezeh etc. All those cases. So he's medayik from the lashon of the Rambam. No, it's only at that very moment, right? Not some other place avera, some other time avera. Shom avera. Right then and there. I think it's a good deal. If you take a look at the Pisrei Tshuva, you don't have it in front of you. I think everyone should get a Shulchan Aruch because when they need it. I should have told you really earlier. Everybody count the Shulchan Aruch evidence. You can find one, even a small version, just any version. Just to see what the Sforum say about this. Okay. So, Pisrei Tshuva, Sivkot and Zayin. Here in Simon Yud Aleph. Sivkot and Zayin. Quotes the Chelkos Mechokek. Quotes the Yeshua's Yaakov. What kind of suffix is this? Rov Yisrael Becheskas Kashrus. Hear what's going on? This misbehaving lady is still Becheskas, was until I put Becheskas Kashrus. Umearoi lo mahashtu the Yisra. Right now she became bummy. Right? Before that not. Hashtu Zinsa. So here, Adain lo Zinsa. Mehechi teisi necha shema kvar Zinsa. Who said? Elevadai shelo kedas achelkos mechokek. It's not even a suffix, he says. It's poshut shelecheskos kashus up until that point. This is very nice, Rabosai. This is true in a case, Rabosai, listen carefully, where there's never been a situation with this woman and she ever had a case where she was secluded with this guy over and above the Davar Mechur. I'm asking the following shaila. What if there was a case like that? It took place today. What's today's date? Yud Aleph? Yud Aleph Kislev, correct? Anybody? I think so. Is it 2 weeks to Hanukkah? I think so. So I think today's Yud Aleph Kislev. So Yud Aleph Kislev, we saw the whole deal. We saw Kier and we had Chashash Nus, the works, okay. I want to know, must we look backward and say, hey, she was Mizana, maybe, likely, Yud Aleph Kislev, Hey, maybe she started on Yud Aleph. Who knows? Tishrei. Day after Yom Kippur, right? She had after Yom Kippur. I'm sure she was from. But she came out the next day, maybe, you know, maybe Machros after Yom Kippur. And then she decided, okay, that was Yom Kippur. Now it's time to have a good time. Now maybe I have to go back 2 months. And that's a discussion of Osai in the Otzer HaPoskim. And that's relevant. Something which we spoke about already. The Otzer HaPoskim here in Simon Yud Aleph, Sifkot Mem Beis, discusses exactly this question. Again, the Chelkas and Machokas, whether we never saw such a compromising circumstance which included seclusion over and above the inappropriateness. But we're discussing a case where there was that event, Yud Aleph, kid slave today, they have the right to go back in time and suspect that it happened earlier as well. So he quotes various sources. He quotes that Meshulam Igra says, of course you do, based on the Chelkas Machokas. We don't pass the Chelkas Machokas. So now what do you do? Has to do with the Rashi. Has to do with the Rashi. Because Rashi said, remember that we saw the Rashi, open to the Rashi. Rashi told a case of Yesh Labonim. So Rashi says, Yesh Labonim, Ava Yesh Labonim, ended in narrow lines on Amud Beis, Min Arishin Lo Teitzei, Dechi Mafkila, if you force a divorce, Kama Machazakina, Lekol Akama, Vavdina Lu Mamzerim. What were these kids conceived? What were they born? They're already born. Yesh Labonim. She has children already. Now we catch it today with this Maisa Bish on Yud Aleph Kislev Tov Shinayin Beis. But if you want to say Rabbanim Mamzerim, what do you have to say? Rabbi Sai means you have to assume a Maisa's Nus going back to what Yud Aleph. Figure it out. Odor Shvat, whatever it was 9 months ago. That's what it was. Huh? So there are those who say, you see, that once it was one Maisa Bish, Yud Aleph Kislev, you have to go right to go back 9 months. That's the discussion over here. In otherwise, how can you mechshash mamzeres? That's what the Mefarshim suggest. Okay, Rebosa. So now, we finished the first day of today's shir. We now start part two. Part two goes into the a very important line which we glossed over. We didn't even read it yesterday. It is in the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef. In the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef. Please turn. In the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef. You may remember that the riff at the very end discusses the issue. What are we talking about over here? If he wants a divorcer, he can divorce her without a ksuba. But the Rush quotes that, and the riff quotes that, and the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef quotes that. But the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef is a very, very important line. Take a look over here. Take a look, please. Look. Column 2 on page Tesvav. Column 2 on page Tesvav. Line 2. Miu, afilu rebi, ki yoma teitze min aval, lav bal korcho koma. No. The bez no mafki element of a borer, kidamar. And he understands of a borer to mean znus mamish. Not like the Ramban, that means circumstantially compelling. Eloloma, shem rotzalo tzia baal, meshalibo nokfo, easy, yeah. Teitem imenu bal korcha, which always existed before Ben Gershom, shelo biksubo, uko veres aldas moshe vihudis, she yotza below ksuba imrotza haba lahotziya. It's a mishnah ksuba of ayin beis and aleph. If a woman violated that smosha of Yehudis, what does that mean? She went with her hair exposed, with her arms exposed. She was flirting inappropriately in the street. She fed him trape. She was in misham shosa nida. Whole bunch of things that she does these things. She has in effect broken up the marriage. General assumption is, since it's the husband's prerogative to divorce or not, he breaks up the marriage. But if she does something which compels him to divorce her, she broke up the marriage, she forfeits her ksuba. Fine. Very nice. Here, it's even worse. Ain't a kia. It's worse than anything in the Mishnah. Right? Because of a rift, we had something. Below old. Elo da'id, shricha asro, lafsidu the ksuba, send out in ksuba sayin beis. Vizu, sheyesh po dover mechuar, hi hasro, so... She doesn't need a warning. She loses, she forfeits a ksuba without an earlier warning. And he quotes a Yerushalmi when it comes to the Rochel, for cool and nosta maslan varan ne menes rab ada barava bishem rabbi rabbi maisa balafon of mabakach boy kumana feel the row and also nosan pival pia
woo
also of the kumay rabbi osi vi omar tape it below and it's two gears over here. We have the gears of padan, that's the gears that we have pay dalid nun should be pay resh nun pirish shall below ksuba lomar shimrotza balotzia below ksuba rashoi. Okay, if he wants to divorce without a ksuba, he may do so. That's what it says. Okay, very nice, very nice. So she forfeits the ksuba. Great. So she forfeits the ksuba. What does that have to do with us? I go back to the first line, Rabosai. The first line. Actually, we'll start the last two lines. The new paragraph begins here. V'hocha, on column one. V'hocha, v'hochi, pligi, rav, rav, et berevi. The rav, savar, tafilu mi niton, ein motzien, elebede tumo. V'revi, savar, t'machmarinan bin niton, af al pi shekines. Vafilu be'ede dava mechua greda. How do you know? Midechazinon tehechmir bibal diomar teitze. So from the fact that when it comes to the Baal, if this circumstantial evidence is so strong, she forfeits a ksuba, this is proof, Rabosai, that if it's a discussion of the boyfriend, she actually forfeits the marriage. And she must be divorced, even if the boyfriend married her. Of course, the question is, what's the comparison? It's a little strange comparison. Right, the two separate dinim. One case, you're taking her away from the boyfriend completely, has to divorce her. The other case, if the husband decides to divorce her, you're losing a ksuba. An interesting comparison. Rabbi Akiva Eger is troubled by this comparison. I'm going to read you Rabbi Akiva Eger. It's an incredible series of chumas from Rabbi Akiva Eger. I think four or five chumas in a row on this topic. For those who want to look it up, you're never going to have time to read the whole thing. It starts with Chumas Tzadi Tes, where he writes to his friend, the Yedidi, Rabbi Chaim, Kila Kadosha Zlatava. He wrote a tshuva, a lengthy tshuva, to be matter a certain case. Whoa, pages after. In this edition, it goes more than 10 pages. After he sent his tshuva to a few people, he gets a response, Hagoyin Rabbi Meir, Bal Mechava Beis Meir. We heard the Beis Meir yesterday. Not much yesterday, right? I had it in front of me. I wrote the name of this year. Right?
Yeah.
Beis Meir. He was a contemporary of Kiveg. Wrote him a long tshuva, which is here, Simon Kuf. This tshuva Rabosai Simon Kuf goes also more than 10 pages. This edition. Signed his name, Meir Posner. Okay, fine. Simon Kuf Aleph is his response to the base mayor. Simon Kuf Aleph. Simon Kuf Aleph Rabosai goes, they're getting shorter. 9 pages. I can't read the whole 9 pages, even if this Kuf Aleph. I'll read you one thing. It's a bracketed statement on the third page of this long tshuva. He quotes the Nebuke Yosef. I don't understand it. Why? It's a comparison. Derech Dimyo, right? You go out from the nit and the same as you lose your ksuba. Quotes the Nebuke Yosef. Fine. Chazina, mit the chazina. But it's not true. We pask in this way. What? Yotzeis mi bala v'lo ksuba. We do paskin. Afal pikein lo mafkinan mi niton elo im together with kolad lo posik. So it's not comparable. You lose your ksuba rabosai with eide kir alone. You don't lose your husband unless there's eide kir plus kolad lo posik. We saw the gemara chafei. We just read it today. Says the Rambam of Kivega, you have to say the dochak lo de medaminen legamrei. Each exactly the case. Ella is the, what's the tzad shava shebehen? The roi lahachmir benitan af beleka ede tumah. Oh, even though there's no edes nus, you still throw her out of the marriage with the nita. And the Shah says that's kier with kod lo posik, and maybe Rebbe holds that way as well. Here the Rambam got his din. He says a chiddush nifla. The Rambam said, we still quoted in the Mugay Yosef here, that you lose Bekir, you have Ksuba without a Hasra. You saw it. Quoted from the Ritva. Ram says, how do you know? He quotes the Mugay Ritva. How do you know? It's like this. Tete means without a Ksuba. The Rambam says so. Vine Modemaya Bahasra. Abosa. We're talking about a case where the husband warned that don't you do this or you're going to lose your Ksuba. My Raya, I see. From here, that you're machmir benitan, because you're machmir in the baal, pshita. Even Rabbanan say, teite below ksuba bahasra. It's a Mishnah Mefresh, it's a veras haldas. The koshke and bekir. What do they add in the shas? When Rabbi more than the Mishnah. Must be. Rabbi was mechadish, yotis below asra. Rabbanan may not agree to that. And they will hold, Rabbanan will say, no, only bahasra. So therefore, we understand why it's a shtickle riot from Rebbe, not from a Mishnah Mefuresh. Ad kan, the bracketed statement, Rebbe Kiv Eger, Simen Kuf Aleph. Okay? Just Fine. Oh. Let's not continue, Rebbe Osai. We have a few more things to do. The next half hour, try to finish these in Yonim as much as we can. As much as we can do today. Rabosa. Now, we said before, we read the Ritva Beferish. What did he say? He quoted the Gemara Kiddushin of Samach Vav. That's what the Rif quoted. The Rif said, Kiddushin Samach Vav proves that you don't force a divorce. Elim Cain, remember that line? Mehemelei velibo nokfo. And he quotes Kiddushin of Samach Vav Menav. Quotes it, Mefurish. The Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara just said, Mehemelei kemetre. He believes it like two. That's Lashon the Gemara. Now, it's an important distinction, Rav Osai, and let me pull out the Ritva again, who has this distinction. He uses an expression, Rav Osai, that you're required to divorce him in such a case. Look over here again. Look inside. He's fighting against Rashi. Rashi seems to say, you force him to divorce her with Eidekir. He says, it's not true. Chas v'sholom. It's not true, Rav Osai. Not true. Take a look over here a little higher up on the beginning of page Tezvo. Okay? This is as follows. Okay. The Ilumi Baal, the second narrow line, I feel the Batarta the Greyasa. What do they mean? Two strikes. What are the two strikes? A de Kir and called Lo Posik. Mamish, two strikes and a foul tip. Yeah? Lo Mafkinamine. You can't force him to divorce her. Lo Mafki Bezim and Abal Bal Karchok. Shenlibo Nokfo. Keep that impression again. Elebe de Bia. The same as we saw in Tosis. Mamish, nothing less than that. Oh, but if Libo Nokfo, then yes. So what do you see from here, Rav Osai? If Libo Nokfo, he believes her, Bezin will force him to divorce him. And the Ritva says of Beferish, Rav Osai, in Kiddushin of Pe'alef and Aleph. This is quoted in three different footnotes here on the bottom of the Ritva as we have it. The first one is footnote 717. Quotes the Lashon, Libo Nokfo, Bezim will force a divorce. Right? And Kedushin Pe'alef Amal, this is a Beferish. Beferish. So like this. Kol Shalibo Mamin Al Piatzmo Chayev Lo Tzia Vim Hode Bebezim Bekach Mo Tzien Osa Mimen. If he admits to Bezim, he believes the aid, or believes her, they'll force him to divorce him. Force it. They'll force him to divorce him. And he compares it to Eidekir. So if he believes it, Bezin will force him to divorce her. So writes the Ritva. Fine. That's the condition that Payalva is quoted over here in 7:17. There's another footnote over here. 7:24. Where he throws the expression Libanokfo. Yes. What did he throw it in here for? What did he do it for? Who needs it? He says, no, based on what I said earlier. Libanokfo beedekir asura medina. If you admit to Bezna, force him to divorce her, and the Kedusha Payal from an Aleph. He said over here, Rotzalotziam Nation Libanokfo. Then it's no longer in his choice. Once he said Libanokfo, then Bezin will force him to give her a get. Okay? So the second time. And he has it a third time in footnote number 30. 7:30. It's based upon a Yerushalmi. Unfortunately, the Mukayosa quotes Yerushalmi, but he left this part out. They left this part out. The Yerushalmi is quoted by, and I wanted to show it to you inside, but I just can't, because no one quotes the Aleph. I read it to you, which is not quoted in Mukayos. Quote, Yerushalmi d'ksubis, Megafifim sota, Menashkim sota, Tarator lakador sota. Right? Sota. So what do you mean sota? What kind of lashon is that? So, and he uses an expression, Shasura says de shemaim. What do you mean asura? Says he for the footnote, as I said earlier. I already said it twice. Asur mi dina maliba nokfo. Where did he get it from? From the lashon of the word sota. Sota means also midin, not just mitzvah lagasha. Sota. But just be mitzvah lagasha, you don't use the word sota. That's very important. That's why the ritva uses an expression of the Yerushalmi. It says sota. Oh. He says a following suggestion, he thinks. The ritva shita is in between shita. The shutas and rashi hold. Edekir yamotzi from the baal. Edekir kodol aposik against the husband's will. The Rach and the Rif say Bezin will never make him be motzi his wife unless it's mamish what? Edei znus mamish. And the Ritva, he calls the Shitas Beinayim. And Libo Nogfo, also mamish midina, like Kedushin Tzamach Vov, Imamino Kibetrei, Chayav Lahotzi. Again, the same comparison as before. What do we say before the comparison? Edechad biznus, like two Edekir. Like two Edekir. So the Gemara is befeirish in Kedushin Tzamach Vav. Then in the case of Eilech HaBiznos, if he believes Elim Kebetrei, you force him to divorce her. So to be the Kiyur, exactly the same thing. So he calls it Shitas Beinayim. It's in footnote number 730. Of course, the question becomes, if this, the obvious question of both sides, if this is true, why didn't the Ritva let the Al Gemara this way? Al Gemara said Motzi and Tetzem Yabal. So what did Ritva say? He saw a quote in the Muke. Yeah, without a ksuba, you can't force him. No! Say, hop him back, you know? We believe her. Then you force him. Why don't you give that shot? It's a great cash. It's a great cash. He talks about it over here. He's like this. He says, no. Somewhere. He says, why don't you learn pshat in the Gemara that way? So he says, again, there's so many different footnotes, I'm not sure which one this is in. He says, the reason why we don't know Pshat in the Gemara that way is as follows. Because that's only true if he believes her. But the Gemara never said that he believed her. So therefore, they'd rather learn Pshat Teitze from the Baal, that Aksuba, rather than learn that Teitze the Gamre in a case in which he said Beferish that he believes her. That's what he suggests. Okay? This is what we call the Shitas Beinayim. Oh, Adka. So now, in the time we have left, let's go back again to the Maskanas HaGemara. Because I said before, we have learned the sugya more than once, and more than twice, and more than three times. Let's go back, Rabbi Ose, and try to get the Maskanas HaGemara straight, according to the various Rishon. That's our job for today. And I guess tomorrow we'll start more with the halacha part. Although I want to, let's make some chumash tomorrow as well. But let's proceed to Rishon. Back, Chav Hei Amud Aleph. We're only going to really learn one line of Gemara, two lines at most. We have to see it carefully. The line is as follows. make it three lines. Vilchus HaKavasi the Rav, Vilchus HaKavasi the Rebbe. Kash, Vilchus HaKavasi. It's already one line. Okay. Lo Kash. Now it really starts. Ha b'kala de posik, ha b'kala de lo posik. Kala de lo posik, v'leka edim, he passed like Rebbe. Kala de posik, v'ika edim, kirav. Stop. Right there. Four lines. Okay. Four lines of Gemara, but most is four lines. Let's analyze these four lines very carefully. Take Tosa sheet. What did Tosa say, Rabbi Osai? Tosa says the whole sugya is talking about min haboel. Min habaal, never. Short of it is nus, never. The whole discussion is here talking about min haboel. Okay. Let's analyze what it means. Rabbi Osai, what does it mean? According to Tosa sheet. According to Rebbe, the two Tosim, the Tosim we saw before, Omar, and it's little teeny Tosim, a sleeper. Ha b'kala the posik, says Tosim, two lines, less than two lines. Umiu rab gufe islay loshna kala the posik, loshna kala the lo posik. Rab makes no distinction between one kind of kala and another, and Pasha says, nor does Rebbe. Neither Rab nor Rebbe distinguish between this kind of a kala, that kind of a kol. Neither of them does. Neither of them does. According to Rebbe, even kol the posik and a de kier yemotziyim in aboel. Take that back. Even kol the posik alone, it could be motziyim in abal. It's no worse than a de kier. It's a kol. According to Rav, even kol the low posik, you're not motzi from the boel. Only with a. How we paskin? A pshara. Kala the low posik, we paskin like Rebbe, Rabosai, even without aid. Again, Rebbe said it even by kala the posik. We only be motzi from the boel, not from the baal. Rebbe said you're motzi from the boel, even kala the posik alone. We don't go that far. We follow by, as we discount it. We follow Rebbe by kala the low posik. The low posik. What about kala the posik? You're passing like Rav, and you require Adim. Everybody with me so far? Look, this is Fishita's Hatosis. What about Rashi? Rashi says like this. Call it the posik, we passing like Rav. What does that mean? What do you mean passing like Rav? Rav in a case, we're talking about a case going to Rashi where there are no Adim. Rashi kept talking about the Baal quarter red-handed, but there are no Adim. No Adim. If they're a de kir, called it a simple pshat, Rabosai and Rashi, your motzi even from the baal, Rabosai, even from the baal, even by kol the posik, it's Rav Shita. Rav Shita is your motzi from the baal with a de kir and kol the posik. Fine. When they know Ede Kir, it's just a call of the Pasik. They will pass like Rav. Lo Tete. Call the Lo Pasik. We pass like Rebbe. How? Two things. To get out of from the Baal, you kick him out, kick her out from the Baal. Excuse me, kick her out from the Boel, even without Ede. Kick her out from the Baal, you require Ede Kiyur and call it low posik. That's what we paskin. This is Shita's Rashi. Okay? So we have so far two Shitas. We have Tosa Shita, we have Rashi. Just going through the Shitas. Then we have the way we started, Rabbi Osei, today, with the Shitas Marami Rutenberg. So that's what we started today's Shia. We're going to come back an hour later to Marami Rutenberg. What did he say? Kulifia Shiltas. Kuan the Rav. What, remember the Shiltas? Baal, Boel, all the same thing. That was the whole Kiddush of the Shiltas. All the same. So Kuan the Rav, believe it or not, your motzi from the Baal be Ede Kir. Edim is Ede Kir. That's what the Rambam said. Edim is Ede Kir. According to Rebbe, your motzi from the Baal, as long as the Baal saw the Kir, even without any Edim, as long as it's a kol. That's what we saw before based upon Rashi. We paskin like Rav by kolo de posik, namely that you need a dekir. We paskin like Rebbe by kolo de lo posik. You don't even need a dekir. Wow. Now the following question, which is not beferish in the Maran. What about a dekir of osai without any kol? No kol. Absolutely no kol. A dekir and zero kol. Take a look at Bosa in the Korban Asana. Sifkot and Gimel. Please turn. It's all a few maram, let's not forget. We read it in the bold, in the bottom. When is that? Hainu b'kolo de posik. Hainu b'kolo de posik. Okay. Hainu b'kolo de posik. That's what it says. Now, it's interesting. Let's read straight. There's a couple of issues over here in Sifkot Gimel. Upirish Atur, says the Korban Asana, Os Gimel. Hainu shayidei edim yotza hakol. Akshu kol the pasuk. The edim themselves started the kol. Vayidei riyas habal yotza kol the lo pasuk. Umarshal v'yam shol shlomo simet hazayin cholak olav. V'yomad, the be'edim sagi af below kolom. If they're edim, you don't need a kol whatsoever. Rabbo said, do you need an edim? Do you need a kol? Don't you need a kol? Right? The marshal says, don't need a kol. And the Torah says, you need a kol. Says the Korban Asana, v'ani yomer, shadinim atur, usfasayim yushak. Says that the Korban Asana is lobbying very strongly in favor of what? In favor of the tour that you require a kol as opposed to the Marshal Yamshon Shlomo who says you do not require a kol. There's another dispute which is hinted to over here. Namely, that the tour in describing the kol says, Hainu al yedei edim yotza hakol. The Aden themselves are the ones who spread the coal. The Marshal said, that's ridiculous. That's not a coal. It's just the Aden all over again. The Marshal said you need an independent coal that spread not based on what the Aden said. That machlokas is not found the Farish of here in the Korban Asana. But if you look on the Mefarshim, on the tour, some even claim, some go as far as to say, that the Marshal is so right that it's impossible to imagine that a coal which is spread by the Eidim themselves counts for anything. They even claim that Torah never disagreed. That's a little bit much. The Lashon of the Torah, I'll read the Lashon of the Torah. Siman Yud Aleph. I mean, the people who thought the Torah said that way, they had a reason for it. Let me give you the Lashon of the Torah. I'm reading from the Torah, Siman Yud Aleph. Listen carefully. It has to be a call. We saw the Gemara yet? We didn't get to that Gemara yet. So the Gemara, enemies. Yes, enemies. Enemies will stop. Enemies will stop a call, etc. Okay. Bach is the one who says that you, the we read the Torah wrong. But let me, I don't have enough time to go into this right now. Again, the two disputes over here that are one's beferish and korban esanal, and one's implied. The beferish and machlokas is, what if you have Eidim with absolutely zero kol? Not even a kol of the pasuk. Nothing. Zero. Zero kol. What happened? That's one machlokas we saw. But there's another machlokas, the kol, you saw the lashon of the Torah, as he quoted it, that the Eidim are the ones who are spreading the kol. The Eidim are the ones who are spreading the kol themselves. That's what the simple read of the Torah that's quoted over here in the Korban Asana. The Marshal disagrees. That doesn't prove anything. It's the same people all over again. And the Bach says, no, Torah never meant it. Okay, just take it on faith for the moment. Okay, fine. What about the quote of the Rosh? We're trying to finish up here. The Rosh. What did the Rosh say after we started the Shia? The Rosh going to the Shildas. What does he learn Pshat? According to Rav Rabosai, you require Eidei Tumas Nus Mamish for the Baal and for the Bo. According to Rebbe, it's enough to have Eidei Kir. How do we paskin? By Kolo the Lo Posik, we paskin Yomotzi Be Eidei Kir. And by Kolo the Posik, Rabosai, we paskin like Rav, you require Eidei Znus. And according to the Shildas, Baal and Bo are the same. That's beferish of the Shultz. What about the husband sees? The husband sees, Rabbi Osai, we saw before, even if it's a color of the low posik, ain't motzian. That's what we saw. The husband seeing himself, the maisakir, is nothing. Oh. So now we come, Rabbi Osai, to, I guess we'll quote up my last point, which is found again in Tshuva Rabbi Kiveg. Goes back to the beginning of the Shia. Ready for yesterday's Shia. Yesterday's Shia, we quoted his footnote on the Ritva. The Ritva, he wanted to say, we mentioned again today, it's not the pshat that we see something bad, we assume there was nus, and we're just measuring on a scale of 1 to 100 how sure you are that there was nus. No, we wanted to suggest that the kir itself, that act in and of itself, is a sufficient grounds for compelling a divorce. Now, why? Ario, right, how do you want? You want to say a slightly little different nuance? What was your nuance?
Not necessarily that the act itself is so intrinsically disgusting, but rather that the act is there's almost like a zera d'rabbanan that we're choshesh in d'rabbanan when that act is.
Because even if we know for a fact that a video camera, nothing happened, doesn't matter. Low pluk,
right.
But a low pluk based on the assumption that as a general rule, it's going to lead to znus. Okay, I'm not sure if that's really different than what I'm saying, but I want to tell you something which is important over here in the shut of Rabbi Akiva Eger. I think this is the last of the series. No, it's not the last. It keeps going on and on. This is not Rabbi Akiva Eger himself. This is in Simon Kuvdal, which is one of the responses to Rabbi Akiva Eger. He says like this, makes the following suggestion. Rabosai, I'll ask you a shayla. A husband comes to Bezdin and says, I saw these circumstances. Case number two. Two Eidim come to Bezdin. Two! And say, we saw these circumstances. Now, if these circumstances are tantamount to znus, Rabbi Osai, where do you think is the greater need for the husband to divorce his wife? Where he says he saw it, or where two Eidim said they saw it? I'm asking you a question, an honest question. What do you think? What do you think? Where he comes to Bezdin, I saw it, or where two Eidim said we saw it? If, assuming that we've been assuming until now, that the mere fact that these circumstances occurred, that's a proof that there's nus. Where is there a greater obligation for the man to divorce his wife? Where he said he saw it, or two Eidim said they saw it? No? He's one step ahead of me. I would have said, for sure, if he says, Hodos Baldin Kame Eidim Dami, I come to Bezin, I say I saw this. They say you are required to divorce your wife based on your own words. You want to call it Shav Rav Shechatecha D'Yisur, which some people use that expression here in the context of Asugya. The two Eidim could be liars, but I said it myself. Again, it's going to be a very critical point as we come to the Shulchan Aruch. Critical, critical. All this is before Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon. What Rabbeinu Gershon? What did Rabbeinu Gershon say? Anybody? You can't divorce your wife against her will. Once that changes everything. Now if the guy walks in, you're a wise guy. You're 10 years you're trying to dump this lady. You can't do it because it's against the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon. Now you make up a story. Someone whispered in your ear. You were learning Daf Yomi, and then Magid Shir said, "Oh, there's say circumstantial evidence." So you walk into bed. You faker, you're just trying to get rid of your wife. So we now it's a whole different story since Rabbeinu Gershon. But before Rabbeinu Gershon, yeah. However, la halacha la maisa, we just saw in the Rosh, it's not that way. The Rosh says what? The Rosh says if two Eidim come and say it, we force a divorce. He says he saw it. We don't. How can that be? How is that possible? The answer is, here's somewhat of a different nuance. He says, Rabosai, it's a question of the word. I'm using a magic word. The magic word is laz. What does laz mean? What is laz? Give me a translation. Rumors, okay. Or rumors. Laz. The fear over here is laz. It looks bad. We cannot allow a couple to stay married when the whole world is talking and assuming, the world is assuming that she was mezana. The whole society is going to collapse. Such a terrible laz. Therefore, we have no alternative but to force them to divorce. If that's the case, Rabbi Osai, that the whole issue over here is an issue of laz, we understand full well why two Eidim is worse than the Baal himself. The Baal himself walks into Bez and it says, close all the doors. Hotziu kol ishmeyola. So all the room was a Baal and the three Dayanim. He says, he starts crying. He says, I saw this terrible story. I'll say, all right, you know what? Shh. You won't tell anybody. We won't tell anybody. It's only circumstantial evidence. I should live till get it to 120. Not going to be any less. Because they put a gag order on. Once two Eidim see something, Rabbi Osai, the word is going to get out. That's just the reality. That's even before internet. The word is going to get out. So now we understand very well, Rabbi Osai, if the issue is an issue of laz, that's worse to have two Eidim who saw this kiyur than the husband himself walking in and admitting to Beis Din that he saw the kiyur. Because two Eidim are going to create a worse laz than otherwise. Now, it's interesting. It's interesting. This would also explain. I mean, the Rosh basically said it. On what basis did the Rosh say it? The Rosh is saying, we're saying it based on the fact that you need to have Eidim as opposed to the Baal's admission. But the Rosh adds something. The Rosh over here in this long piece says, why in the world do you need color the low pasuk over and above Eidekir? What does color the low pasuk add to Eidekir? What does it mean? We already have Eidim. We already have Eidim, Rabbi said. We already have Eidim. So what does color the low pasuk add? We already have Eidim. The answer is laz. That kol lo posuk adds to the edim the concept of laz. If you have edim and not kol lo posuk, maybe either no kol or kol the posuk is much less of a laz. So we're not going to force a divorce. As far as the rabosai, as far as the actual evidence is concerned, kol lo posuk doesn't really add much to edekir. V'araya. At least according to the Torah, the way it's understood here, the Torah can be the source of the Kodlo Pasuk. So what are they adding? Rabbi Osai, on an evidentiary level, what does the Kodlo Pasuk add to increase the chances that there was a Znus to the two Eidim? Nothing. So therefore, you see from the fact that you require kodlo pasuk over and above the edikir in order to force a divorce, that the issue is an issue of laz. Laz. This is the yisod which is found in the rush. So therefore, we've, in a certain sense, we've gotten back to that chiddush that we said yesterday, that we quoted from the footnotes. He said it in a somewhat different way, that this activity is so traitorous to the proper trust between husband and wife, that in and of itself, midrabanan, we demand a divorce. We're saying now a slightly different nuance, that the fact that this disgusting behavior becomes public, this itself tells us we have to have a divorce. But once again, it's the rabbanon. And that's why whenever there are a lot of doubtful cases over here, Rabosai, this the Rosh Simon Ches, it's very, very long. He goes to a whole story of how a very long discussion, and how do we paskin this discussion? There's so many different sheets of the discussion. In the middle of this whole issue, the Rosh, in trying to reach a psak, suggests the following svara. The svara is sfeika de rabbana lekula. Sfeika de rabbana lekula. What do you mean sfeika de rabbana lekula? Why is it sfeika de rabbana? The answer is, if we're talking about whether we assume there was an issue of znus, that's a big problem. That'd be a sfeika de raisa. If it's all based on whether this evidence leads to the assumption of znus, would be sfeika de raisa. But now they were assuming it's a de rabbana, either because the laz, which is apparent in the rush, or that other, what I call the wild shot, that itself, not do a laz, that itself is a begida in the baal. And by the way, to end with this, the poskim will say that the avera of sota is a begida b'baal. She is being traitorous. The marik has an unbelievable tshuva. What if a woman thinks it's permissible? She thinks it's permissible. Okay, it's permissible. Pretty big mistake, you say.
Where'd she grow up?
I don't want to say which. I won't answer that question. You think it's permissible? Says the Marik, she's also anyway. Yeah.
Isn't there something about like being
Mori Babala
or something?
That's it. Begid Babala. Esther, Kasharavadati Avadati. The famous Gemara Masechta Megillah of Avadati Memcha. Why? She did it beheter. It's considered a Begid Babala. Even though she did the same Klal Yisrael, which is permissible, because it's not to save one person, Yerong Vayava. They have all Klal Yisrael. So I'm saying over here, this itself is considered to be a begida b'baal, the fact that she's conducting herself in this fashion. I'm out of time, Rabosai. Tomorrow we'll continue to be out of the Shema. If you bring a Shulchan Aruch, Ebenezer, it'll be helpful.